Hello, welcome into Verbal Diarrhea, the podcast where we read the hilarious diary of a teenager. But not just any teenager, that diary belongs to our friend Nathan.
Hello.
We're joined with Alex.
Hello.
And my name is Rainer. We're about to take you back to the noughties for a nostalgic binge. So, everybody, I want you to turn it up and pull them down for episode 72. Bloody Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Listeners. This is the closest episode to Christmas, isn't it?
It is. What will we be? A couple of days away, I reckon.
Yeah, what will the date be? It's about two or three days.
21st, 22nd.
So, Merry Christmas in advance. Hope you all have a bloody good time and get all the presents you want and eat all the food you get.
Have lots of drinks, be with your family, whatever you do for Christmas.
Pissed right up. Whiskey before.
Whiskey, 11. You're a whiskey man.
8 a.m. whiskey before school. You've had that tradition, haven't you? So I was thinking about this, right? I was listening to the back to the episode a couple of days ago, and we established that you were currently going through the five stages of grief with the Amy situation, and we're currently up to stage 4 and 5, which I believe is It was anger then acceptance. No, denial then acceptance.
Something then
denial
acceptance.
Was the first,
fuck, I literally had this memorized in my head. It was something, denial.
I think denial was earlier.
Depression then acceptance. There you go. Right. So I'm wondering if we're about to hit those markers.
Okay.
Because the last thing we saw was a page just absolutely blasted with the word sex.
We did.
So it's hard to read what sort of emotion
that's
that
what
is.
We left off.
It was just an entire page of the word sex. And at the bottom, it was like, this is all I can think about. I'm going to make a cup of tea.
Mentally traumatized that.
It reminded me of that scene in Saw where they've got the safe codes written all over the over the wall when they're going around with a candle.
Fucking
the scrawlings
hell.
Of a madman.
Imagine waking up and seeing sex written all over the walls.
Cool.
Terrifying. Can I just say, for our listeners who might not see this, that Rainer and Alex have got Christmas hats on.
Yeah. Bloody good Christmas hats as well, might I add.
Mine's fantastic audio content.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yours is an elf one on backwards.
It's not backwards.
Okay. You can settle this.
Yeah. Listeners and viewers, which direction do you think an elf's ears point? Because Rainer thinks they point forwards. I think that is obscene.
And it's hard, for them to know what you mean without seeing it.
Yeah, but okay, elves, we all know elves got pointy ears. Do they point forwards or do they point backwards?
We'll put it on the Patreon.
So
we'll
my thought process is like, a side profile of them, I'd expect the ears to sort of go like that, right?
Yeah.
And yours is going the other way. Yours is like bending forwards. It should bend backwards. Sorry, it should bend like forwards a bit and yours is bending backwards.
No, it could bend backwards, isn't it?
Nah, allow that, bruv.
We'll get some pictures on the Patreon.
Yeah, good idea. In fact, I'll take one now. Just so we don't forget.
I'll take it from the side.
Yeah, I'll do a little side angle of your backwards fucking ear.
Brilliant podcast content.
No, they're going to love that. I'll sling that up on the members only area, which I won't go into now.
Cool. I've got a members only area for
have
you.
Have you? Is it your fact area?
It's in my pants. No. I have got a fact actually, and it's Christmas related.
Bloody love that.
While still being in November.
All right.
Not sure if we were getting into December in the diary, but we'll stick in
there.
We're getting there.
It's all good.
Lovely. So November 8th, year 2000, there's a festive movie released.
Ooh.
But before I proceed with some facts, could you guess what that film might be?
The Holiday.
Okay, The Holiday.
Oh my God, Christmas movies. I was going to say Jingle All The Way, but I don't think it's that. I'll go with that anyway.
Okay, well, it's neither of those.
Okay.
Stars a dog called Max. Does that help?
Elf.
Not Air Bud Christmas.
Not Air Bud Christmas special, not Elf. Got Jim Carrey in it.
Oh, the Grinch.
Yeah.
How did we not just instantly think the Grinch?
I'm pretty sure a couple of episodes ago you mentioned
Max
the Grinch,
rang a bell then.
Yeah. I think it's Max, isn't it?
I think so.
It's like 6:30 p.m. Dinner with myself. Can't cancel that again. apparently that line was improvised. So little side fact for you.
There you go.
So 0.5. Yes, of course, the film is The Grinch. But did you know the following about the movie? A couple of trivia bits before we get cracking.
Let's
on.
Go.
So Jim Carrey spent 92 days filming the movie in the Grinch makeup or prosthetics, whatever you want to call it. Spending 2 hours in the morning getting into it and 1 hour in the evening getting out of it. So in 92 days of filming, Jim would have sat in the chair having the costume applied and taken off around 276 hours in total, which is 11 and a half days.
Oh. Which is 6.6 billion seconds.
Might be. And I personally think his time could have been better spent watching Air Bud 169 times in a row.
69?
Oh, cool. 169. I wonder what he'd done on that time.
It must be well boring.
Probably didn't watch Air Bud.
Yeah.
He might have.
I always find that really like, that must be so fucking depressing because there's other films, isn't there, where people are in a lot of cosmic. What was it I was watching recently, behind the scenes? It might have been for like Lord of the Rings or something like that, where someone was in it for like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, crazy.
Fuck, brutal.
I think for so Game of Thrones, right? Like the, what's his name? Like
The White Walkers.
The White Walkers, I think, had to have quite a lot of...
Prosthetics?
Yeah.
Prosthetic makeup, is that what it's called?
We'll just say so makeup. Hot in that as well. That big Grinch suit. Jesus.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great, would it?
No.
Luckily, it was snowing all the time. It's good. That's why they're all Christmas films, these prosthetic makeup related ones. Yeah. Unless it's like the X-Men and then they just painted her naked, didn't they? Jennifer Lawrence.
What's her name
Mystique?
Again? That's it.
X-Men.
Love all that.
So anyway... Second fact I quite like. Mm-hmm. So the Whoville set was built mostly on the backlot of Universal Studios, which I think we could all assume would be the case, but it was built behind the Bates Motel.
No way.
So during a break in filming, Jim Carrey surprised and scared tourists on the Universal backlot tour by running out of the hotel wearing a dress and brandishing a knife. Nobody recognized him, and the tour guide at Universal Studios will tell you the story when you pass by the hotel on the backlot tour today.
No way.
Oh my God. Yeah. How did he not just get arrested? Yeah. Do you reckon they were sort of in on it?
That's very risky, isn't it?
You can... It's just something Jim Carrey would do, isn't it?
I feel like you'd only get away with that if you're... Imagine you're just a general member of the public doing that. You'd be...
Oh, you'd instantly... you'd get escorted off the premises. Bless you.
Yeah, you'd definitely get hossed off.
I don't think you'd get arrested. Maybe if it was a real knife.
Yeah. A knife coming out of people.
But if you just ran out in a dress, you wouldn't get arrested. They'd be like, what are you doing?
the little girl from The Grinch, I've forgotten her name. Is
Cindy?
It Taylor Manson, her real name.
Oh, her real name.
She is the lead singer of Pretty Reckless. You know that band?
Yes. Oh, I've heard of them.
They're fucking sick. And that's who, it blew my mind when I realised that's who it is. But once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Oh, and that's why their first debut single was Where Are You Christmas?
Imagine just like a well gothy rock version.
Where Are You Christmas?
That's funny.
Okay. That's it. That's all I have.
Love all that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should we Christmas-y. Sling it in the diary?
Yes.
Why not? Let's see where we're up to.
It's like an old man opening a dusty tome.
Yeah. November 5th, we're up to.
Oh.
You know what
Guy
that
Fawkes,
is?
Guy Fawkes, isn't it?
Yeah.
3 days before The Grinch came out in America.
Oh.
So
even more on brand.
Yeah.
And I've written, I thought I'd use a double page spread for today because we have so much to catch up on.
Yes. Ah,
there was a lot of text.
Yeah. So just for context, before this, we had a page just splattered with the word sex and a few pages of nothingness where we were worried you'd gone into some meltdown because of finding out that Amy's been shagging some 18-year-old called Stephen.
We're about to find out. Well, 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 before I start blabbing on about Amy, I'll get some other stuff out the way.
Okay.
Firstly, Warhammer. We were talking about some Warhammer the other week, weren't we?
Yeah.
I got some Khorne Berserkers that I'm halfway through painting and an Orc box set, which I need to give an undercoat to so I can paint them. On Thursday, the Warhammer shop in Debenhams are having a 25% off sale.
Oh, wicked.
So I'll get some stuff then.
You'll be able to get some paints for about a fiver now then.
I know, right?
That's so exciting,
man. Debenhams.
Hearing you talk, it is, isn't it? Loads of them big department stores have fucking gone completely. Hearing you say that really makes me want to paint and build an Airfix model for some reason.
That'd be a good stream, that.
I think it is quite relaxing to do that kind of thing.
The thing that I'm most curious about in that paragraph is what is a Khorne Berserker? Because in my head, I'm thinking the Green Giant in Space Marine armor and he's got like a sweet corn gun.
I can spell with a K.
Oh, so like the band.
Yeah, they were, kind of. Well, K-H-O-R-N-E.
Ah, okay.
They were Chaos Chaos Space Marines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they so were like the evil too. Version like the of red Space Marines. Evil baddie versions of Space Marines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I've seen them.
Cool. Yeah, because yeah. Space Marines look very like cool. That, but not evil and blue, don't they?
Yeah. Sort of the rock and roll Space Marine.
The Rebels.
Yeah. I can't wait. They're doing a Warhammer series, aren't they?
Are they?
They've seen Henry Cavill's talking about apparently.
It. Oh, we should get on that.
Well, it's vague, isn't it? It's not out yet.
Secondly, South Park is coming on in USA again soon, including a Mr. Hankey episode and a special trip to England episode.
Ooh.
I don't think that ever happened. Cool, huh? Plus, I have some slightly disturbing news.
Ooh. Oh, dear. Here we go.
Apparently, in 2001, on April 1st, so this will be next year. Bear in mind, this is April Fool's Day, I've put.
Oh, okay.
Matt and Trey, the creators of South Park, said that one of the main four kids are leaving South Park, but my God, I hope they're joking.
Do you reckon that's
big
them
news.
Hinting towards Kenny's death in the movie?
We've already gone past the movie,
haven't we?
They did dial back on Kenny a
they
lot.
They did,
and they did kill him, like, kill him off. Yeah.
So was that might, around this time?
Possibly, yeah. Probably.
April 1st, 2001.
Yeah.
Probably find it out.
Is that Mr. Hankey episode? Is that the Hankey the Christmas Poo episode?
I think so. They done like a special for Christmas with loads of songs.
There you go.
I remember because I had the album.
Brilliant. Yeah, scripting on point.
Pretty
the only Mr. Hankey thing I remember is like, that's the tune to Funky Town. Da, 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 da.
No, that's
like
Towley.
Puts, oh, the Towley. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I remember.
I like Towley.
Hankey the Christmas Poo.
Thirdly, well, there is no thirdly, but you must have a, you must have at least 2 points, 3 points, or it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I guess so.
That one just like melted my brain. It took me a second to realise what you meant.
Well, today was quite interesting. Me and Amy were the only people in our class.
Ooh.
Matt and Lorna are on work experience. Sam was ill and Zoe was bunking off.
Oh, bunking off. What a phrase. Skiving is another one, isn't
it? Yeah, bunking was like just skipping school, and skiving, I feel, was the one where you pretend.
To be ill.
Yeah.
That's so true. But yeah, that is, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bunking was like, let's just not go in.
Yeah.
Skiving was, Mum, I got a belly ache.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a, is that a local thing, or do you reckon that's quite...
I'm not sure.
It's a very good show.
I'm
not really sure.
Either way, it just means like skipping school on purpose, right?
Playing hooky.
Oh, yeah.
Playing hooky.
Get some nookie.
Christ.
And you'll find out about that later, I've put.
About her skiving?
I think so, yeah. John got me a pirate copy of Scream 3.
Who's John?
Some lad at school.
Oh, the DVD, like the fake DVD guy at school.
I remember they were VHSs. He just used to get them, but he'd never tell us where from.
That's mental.
Smart, that.
Yeah, he'd
so
never
you
say.
Got a pirate
sneaky.
Scream 3?
Might be enough.
Yeah. I reckon it was his dad.
Yeah, I reckon his dad. He'd copy all his dad's fake ones again.
Yeah.
So they both had their own businesses going on.
Yeah, his dad was doing it to work. He was doing it to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
His little sister was doing it in nursery.
I've got the new Mr. Blobby VHS under a jacket.
Blobby,
and they're
Blobby,
like,
Blobby.
Oh, sick. I'll trade you a
baby trench coat. String of watches on the other side.
A copy of Scream 3, which I watched, and it was wicked.
Mm.
I went to Nan and Grandad's and saw my brother. I got an American Pie ringtone on my phone and it was shite, so I removed it.
Do you reckon you didn't realise it was just the song, why,
yes.
Why, Miss American
I genuinely
pie.
Think I
bet
had the
it
same.
Was.
And it was like monophonic, so it was just like...
Yeah. I bet I thought it was the film.
You thought it was going to be a song from the film?
Yeah.
Like one of the Blink-182 songs or whatever.
That's probably something we should talk about, isn't it? Monophonic and polyphonic ringtones.
Yeah.
I feel like we might have touched on them before in the podcast.
Yeah, old school, proper old school phones. If you're younger than us by about 10 years, you probably won't remember mobile phones originally only being able to play what was called a monophonic or polyphonic ringtone. Monophonic, as it says on the tin, means one note played at a time. So it'd just be a beep doing a song, right? So whatever it is, polyphonic was the was like a big deal.
It was huge,
like, oh my god! Now there's like it's still shit like beep sounds, but now there's more than one of
there's
them.
There's multiple,
and you get like a little
drum
beep, and then like or whatever the song was. And they were so shit looking back, but I remember the hype around them.
Oh, it was
Crazy Frog. That's how Crazy Frog became famous. And adverts for that were on TV constantly.
All the time.
And yeah, it'd be like, text this number and it'll cost £1.50 and you'll get the polyphonic crazy frog.
I had it.
It's weird how ringtones are a big thing then. Yeah. Weren't they? You don't get it anymore. We're like, that's a cool
ringtone.
You'd
buy a magazine and in the back there'd be a bit where, like, you know how you could put in your own ones?
Yeah.
It would give you the codes to, it would be like, oh, by the way, here's a freebie. If you type this in, you'll get Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And you'd be sitting there going like, oh, I love this song. You'd like working it out as you go. Fucking hell, that was fun.
Yeah. This is nostalgic for me as well, because I don't know if you remember this, but when they were, I don't know what you call the screens, I guess they were sort of like LED screens, I suppose, quite pixely, weren't they?
Yeah.
The first mobile phone screens.
Mm.
Well, I got a No Fear picture on the title screen.
Oh.
I remember that. You could buy little
like
logos.
The backgrounds.
Like, like a wallpaper.
Exactly, yeah, like a wallpaper.
No Fear, the brand, right?
Exactly, yeah.
God, I forgot
about
that. It looks
like labels, right?
I can remember it. It just said like No Fear.
Yeah, right.
The logo.
That's so good. The eyeball one you're thinking of is Neversoft, the publishers of Tony Hawk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was great. And then like Nokia 3210s, like you had, I had one. You could get cases for them and you actually take the shell of the phone apart and put the new case on.
Way better.
Mate, I had a fucking snake skin one. Yeah. And it was one of those ones where it had a slide cover that went over the buttons. So
no,
I slide it down and be like,
That was so badass,
man.
You feel like a legend.
Like a businessman.
Down the market.
Yeah, I've pimped my phone.
Yeah, it was so, oh my God.
I bet that cost about 10 quid probably for that shitty pixelated picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if Crazy Frog fucking ringtone was 150.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Now, Amy. Oh, God. The way I've written this is so lame. Now, Amy. Like I'm all serious about it. Well, in case you haven't guessed, I still want to fuck her brains out.
Oh, brilliant.
And today I realized how freaking gorgeous her tits are.
No, you haven't. You've known this for a long time. And man, you've got freaking gorgeous tits. Would you say that to a person?
No, never.
Even if you thought it?
Definitely not. Not even now.
You used to say it to me quite a lot.
Freaking gorgeous tits.
A mental thing to say to a human being.
I also found out she likes Madness, the band. Ooh. And I love Madness, but it's not in brackets, but not as much as I love Amy's tits.
I honestly, that's so mental. I wasn't sure what route you were going to go down. I thought you were going to be trying to be clever there and be like, she likes the Madness, so I'm going to turn up in some baggy trousers and be like, get it?
No, I wasn't that clever.
That
Jesus.
Would have been good.
Not as much as Amy's tits.
I've got a question as well. Would you have liked Madness, or do you like Madness so much because Amy likes Madness?
No, my brothers, who are a bit older than me, used to really like Madness.
So you were into them?
Yeah.
Because I remember pretending I liked things because a girl I liked.
Oh, I've definitely
liked
them.
I listened to all their music. Definitely. Then I'd go home, download the album on LimeWire, listen to it so I could like slip in a lyric or like be like, oh, have you heard their new single?
The pro strat was you know, on MSN where you could have a little thing next to it, change it to a bit of a lyric of a song they like. Subconsciously, they'd be like, oh, we like the same shit.
That really reminds me.
And then you nudge them for half an hour and they go offline.
You do like that knock on their screen thing. Awful.
I don't want to get too niche, but that reminds me of like in The Office where he goes and looks up Dostoevsky quotes. And he comes in and goes, you know, you were talking about
Born 80. Like, no one would talk like that. It's like, oh, you know, we were talking about Nathan, born 10th of January, just to show off.
Oh. We kind of bonded today and we were the only people in our class, but I could have really had a laugh with her if I had music instead of Asdan.
What's Asdan?
So, do you know what? I think it was always called something different. Asdan, you'd either do music or you'd do Asdan. Oh. Asdan was, I don't even know what it was.
It was sort never of, heard that. Is it like an acronym?
Must be.
Yeah, I think it is. I honestly can't even think what it was. I feel like it was just sort of general studies.
If autistic, simple, delinquent. Like it's just like listing all the people in your school.
Yeah, it might. It probably was.
I don't know if I need to cut that out or not.
No. I think there was a general studies sometimes and it falls under
right.
that. I don't know.
I'm still like, I was shocked when you said you were the only people. Did you literally mean it was just you two in that day?
Yeah. So the,
perfect for
because,
you.
I know, right? Because it was like that pupil referral unit. Oh, there was only like
a handful
six
of you
or
anyway,
seven in a class.
And I guess people just didn't rock up. Like you said, half of them were bunking
off
anyway.
So there was like four or five of them off. So it was really, really slow day.
I bet you pushed your desk together.
I reckon she sat
in the back corner thinking, oh fuck, I hope Nathan doesn't turn up. And you know, like when you sit on the bus, you sit like quite near the back, you're the first person on. And some grimy fucker comes and sits behind you. You're like, you've got the whole bus. You brought your stinky ass over here. You've got a Bluetooth speaker on.
Oh, poor Amy.
I hate being on the bus.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
My mum has to get a bus to and from work, but they happen to be the ones where the school kids getting on.
Yeah,
she says the conversations she overhears are so cringe.
God, yeah.
She's like, it's just a bunch of 13-year-old dudes being like, yeah, fuck yeah, so I was banging this chick, innit?
Oh,
and
no.
Like hearing my mum do that impression was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Because she's a proper old Suffolk girl. But she was like, yeah, they're all like, yeah, blood, I was fucking some chick, yeah. And I'm like, mum, this is brilliant. Oh. I wish I'd recorded it.
Oh. I had, yeah, so if I had music instead of Asdan, I really have to sort that out. She hugged me at the end of the final break too, which has to fucking mean something.
Yeah,
I think
must do.
Yeah.
Not like friends can hug each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably was just like a little like, oh.
Yeah, probably was.
You've totally ignored Stephen's existence at this point again.
Yeah, I'm still clinging on.
That denial is still in there.
You're right. It is still the denial, isn't it?
Well, the problem is you've not had an opportunity to like cut yourself out of that relationship because you're still going to school and you're the only
very
two
difficult.
People in class.
That's hard, isn't it, when you're at school? At least when you're an adult, you can sort of get distance.
Just like, can't do it at school.
An adult, right? Let's say you were sort of romantically interested in someone. You were sort of, you'd kissed them, you're feeling like you're getting feelings for them. Then you find out they're like with someone else, like, you know, sexing them up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't then actively go hang out with that person again because it would hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
But you're forced to do it.
It's weird school, isn't it, like that?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
That's probably
dynamic.
Why you just shouldn't fucking start thinking about relationships till you're out of school.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of world advice there.
There you go.
Worldly advice.
That was my. You can repeat that at the end if you want, Alex.
That's right. Everyone listening to this podcast is probably past that point anyway.
I think that's their favourite bit.
Yeah, I like that bit.
Oh no, I meant just in terms of being at school. I think many people in school now are listening
well,
to 90s
to their children, can't they? They can
yeah,
say, "Well,
okay.
my mate Rainer said."
Yeah, all right. Definitely still in denial. I think Amy's going off, Steve.
Brilliant.
Oh, sorry, I preempted that, Steve, in there.
Last week, she said that she's getting annoying. He's getting annoying because he's always there. And today, she said she needs a break from him.
She's playing the field so well.
Yeah,
she's a mastermind.
She's got you two wrapped around her fucking... Yeah. Tits.
Definitely.
I was trying to think of the adjective you put before them and I forgot.
That's not a bad episode title. Wrapped round her tits.
He was supposed to see her tonight, but she blew him off with
Ooh,
a text message.
Lushy.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Anyway, she's been going with Steve for a month now. And believe me, as soon as they break up, I'm going to have to turn it on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so mental.
I love that. The O's got like
that's brilliant.
10 O's and 10 H's.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to have to be very suggestive, very forward, and make it very obvious that I want her.
At this point...
God.
It sounds like you have been, but we established that we think that the way you write and the way you acted
definitely.
Is totally different.
Yeah, I guarantee
like,
it.
With her, she probably thought you were just like not interested,
yeah.
which
I
is probably
been too
what
shy.
She even got with Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, but in the
so
diary,
anxious.
You're like, oh, I love her. I'm going to make a move. I've got a speech.
Yeah.
But when you see her, you're probably like, all right.
Oh, definitely.
Like, sitting about 2 meters away from her.
Yeah.
You have a good breakfast? Like real awkward small
exactly.
talk.
Like, no,
yeah.
like overthinking everything. That's exactly, you're exactly spot on with it,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
honestly.
I love it. But now you're actually like, no, I'm actually going to fucking do it this time.
We'll see. I just hope she still feels the same way. I mean, Jesus, dude, I got off with her once just over a month ago
And now I'm being frigging tortured, wondering when I'm going to kiss her again. Because believe me, it's going to happen. This is going to get dark. It's going to happen. I'm going to shag her. Oh, yes, I'm going to shag her.
This is your villain origin story.
I know.
Do you know what I think? Take Stephen out.
Do you know what I think that end bit, rather than it sounding sinister, I think that's a spin-off of Wayne's World. I'm going to shag her. Oh, yes, I'm going to shag her.
Oh, yeah.
But she will be mine.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Oh, yes, she will be mine.
Bloody hell. Well, we'll have to see in the next episode if you do start making any progress on shagging her, in your words. In the meantime, I just want to say a big thanks to everyone who's been listening this year. We love all the support and we love that you listen. So I hope you do have a very good Christmas in a couple of days' time. We'd love you to come hang out with us on our different social media stuff. I'll actually be live on Christmas Day on Twitch. So please come say hello at Raina Vandell. Alex, where can they find you?
I won't be live on Christmas, so please do go check out Raina, but you can find me on Twitch on Wednesdays at It's Redux.
Lovely.
And I might be live on Christmas, so we'll have one of each. I don't know yet.
We could play a little co-op game in the evening and get pissed.
Aww. Yeah, that's funny.
Hammered.
Right. Well, very, very thank you. Very thank
very
you.
Very thank you.
Very all thank you, innit? See not? You later. Oh.
No, we don't need a voice. No, I like Merry Thank You.